And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just saving the world one soundbite at a time. So I got this Dipper I pulled together this morning. As I was looking, I thought, oh, I love that story. Oh, look at the story. I like this one. And I realized what I was looking at was, I think we broke the woke. I think we actually like broke it down. Like woke is starting to fade. Is it possible? Is it true? I think, you know, I'll be honest with you, I think part of the reason why we're seeing such left-wing violence is because, yes, I think the rhetoric we're seeing is inciting it. I think there's also a grand level of frustration on the left that they're not allowed to run amok anymore. That's if you look back at the last 4 years, there's been this just like, you know, like unfettered ability of the left to encourage anything and everything anybody wants. Follow your truth. It'll be fine. What do you want to do? You need a cry room? You have trigger words? You want to use your pronouns? You want to riot? You want to be trans? You want to be a boy in a girl's room? What do you want to do? Come on, tell us what you want. You want to strip down on the White House lawn and make it think like it's fun? You want to put transgenders in the military? This is awesome. They could do anything they wanted to for the last 4 years. It was anarchy, if you get down to it, in the sociocultural sense. Then you add in the southern border and the economics and all of it, plus COVID, my gosh. And it just was madness. Well, it was a lot of it was like wokeness. And wokeness is a broad term. I get that. Wokeness basically means progressive left ideology that fuels itself. And then I saw this. And I put it up on my social media. You can find it on my Twitter feed, at Sen Phil Williams, S-E-N Phil Williams. You got that? Are you a mind reader? What are you doing over there? How did you know what I was going to do?
It was in the section for the Broke the Woke.
But you didn't know I was going to do it next.
I saw you rattle the paper, and I could see through the paper. That
okay.
It's, you know.
There's a mind meld going on in here. And so JP has it up on the screen. If you're watching right now, I call it the Rosetta Stone. If you're wondering what woke words used to be, you might want to see a definition. I put up what I call the Rosetta Stone for speaking woke because so many of these words are fading. They're not there. When's the last time you heard of critical race theory being talked? It was all the rage like 3 years ago. CRT, critical race theory. Well, that was like the whole belief that people of European descent make society racist for their own benefit. You had privilege walks. Critical race theory is fading from the public discourse, and I'm loving it. How about terms like racial justice? What does that mean? It means racial favoritism. That's what it means. But when is the last time you heard somebody sincerely talking about, it's time for more racial justice? That was all the rage for a while. It's fading away. I'm thinking if they're losing their terminology, if they're not able to have their usual speeches where they talk about, here's one, microaggressions. Remember that? Microaggressions. What does that even mean? Small slights that are perceived as bigotry. A microaggression. That's where you didn't say it outright, but the things you said could be implied, and therefore it was enough for the person to begin to take it on, and it became a microaggression. It's asinine. How about environmental justice? Remember that one? Environmental justice. Do you remember, like, we were talking about just a few years ago that there were grants coming from like Pete Buttigieg's department and the EPA, and they're gonna give money to communities that did not have enough trees because, you know, environmental justice means we need to spread the green. What? Anyway, environmental issues are race issues is what that means. How about stuff like, oh, I don't know, decolonization? Have you heard anybody use that term lately? No. These were rage words for a while. This was where woke was, you had implicit bias. Here's one of my favorites. I like it when they make up words because woke makes up words. I mean, implicit and bias are two real words. They put them together. It just means that, like, it's unconscious bigotry. It's implicit bias. It's like built in. It's baked in. You can't get away from it. It's implicit that you have bias. But then there's this one that I think they make up a word. BIPOC folks. And by the way, folks is spelled F-O-L-X. It's BIPOC folks, man. It's BIPOC folks.
Come on, if you're going to at least spell folks correct.
I know.
I mean, I know that's not how it's pronounced, but there's a correct spelling.
But it was woke.
Yeah, it's true.
BIPOC folks.
What does the truth matter to the woke?
Apparently nothing. BIPOC folks means just basically non-European people. Non-European descent. BIPOC.
Yeah, BIPOC's
always
been funny to me.
You are not black, indigenous, or people of color. By the way, people of color is where they threw it in there and said, I don't know, there might be some others. What do you think? Throw one in there, people of color. Okay. So you got black, indigenous, and people of color, which can be anybody else who wants to claim wokeness and has a skin pigmentation that they think they can attribute to people of color. So BIPOC folks means non-European people. They use it for neo-racist policies. All I'm saying is diversity, equity, inclusion, social justice, implicit bias, decolonization. Oh, by the way, decolonization means getting white people out of the way. We're going to decolonize this place. What's that mean? Ain't no more white folks. It's only BIPOC folks. Because environmental justice requires it, and white privilege and systemic racism and hate speech. And anyway, the bottom line is, I think we broke woke. I think we did. I got a couple more stories here that I'm going to go down on this, but I mean, I got stuff about the Green New Scam. I got stuff about Cracker Barrel. I got stuff about Google, which will end with that one. But yes, I do believe that what you're watching right now is a leftist ideology that is being just beaten down. They suddenly have guardrails now. They have left and right limits. They're not allowed to just run amok like they did for the last 4 years. Unfettered. Just completely off the chain. And now, oh, by the way, we're returning to the era of common sense. We're able to say, that's not acceptable. That won't be allowed. Take that out of here. Don't talk that way. Let's get back to business. And the left's having a freak out moment. It's like spiritual warfare, in my opinion.
And what's the response to that? We got to kill you.
Apparently. And then there's a violent response. All right, we're taking a break right now. We'll come right back from this break. We'll jump on into the last half hour of a Thankful Thursday. I got more on We Broke the Woke. And then we'll take your calls and texts, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. This one, whew, I mean, goes like from Huntsville back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I mean, all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains that we call Auburn, straight across the line from there to, once again, what we call Fort Benning. Benning! Home of the airborne. And then, oh, by the way, that's all the way up into North Georgia and parts of Mississippi, just for good measure. And that's just the radio. That's just the radio footprint. And then, oh, y'all out there in the whole wide world, going to the World Wide Web, live streaming the show. We can see the numbers. You're live streaming the show, looking inside the studio right now, live streaming on places like X and YouTube and Rumble and Facebook. And, oh, by the way, our website, rightsidemedia.org. That's rightsidemedia.org. And then all you podcasters who catch it after the fact. Bottom line, I say that all the time. That's my way of identifying that we see where all of you are, and we know it, and we appreciate it. And it's not just like on Thankful Thursday. It's like all the time. You're the reason why we do what we do, and we appreciate you more than you can possibly know. By the way, JP, I got to tell you, I talked to Natalie today about our merchandise. I mentioned the Benshot glasses being low on stock. And yeah. She said we had a run on them. Like, wow, really? She just mailed out like six today.
Nice.
So I'm not sure how many we have left in stock right now, but it sounds like if you want one of our limited edition Benshot glasses, it's a highball glass that is custom made just for our Right Side Ruffians. It's a highball glass with the engraved Right Side Media logo and the words Bulletproof Influence right underneath it. And there's a bullet, a 308 round embedded in the glass. It is so cool. They're custom made for us by a company called Benshot, and we've been selling them like hotcakes. And they're on our website, rightsidemedia.org. If you want one, there's only a few left. We talked about whether we're going to do another round of these or not, and I don't know. It was a good limited run, but man, they sold. My gosh, they sold. So yeah, I need to go back and look and see in the merch room what we got left, but I think there's only a handful left. I should have asked her what the numbers were so I could say, get the last three or something, but I think we're pretty low. T-shirts, hats, and all that stuff there too. I got to tell you, so we broke the woke. Here's one for you. The Green New Scam. Now, I've been calling it the Green New Steal, and I wish they would use my term. I would give them carte blanche to use it. But the Trump administration typically calls it the Green New Scam. Same thing. But Energy Secretary Chris Wright on Newsmax yesterday, or actually today, announced that we have now saved the taxpayers $13 billion. $13 billion was being held in different government accounts targeted for what was commonly referred to as the Green New Scam. All kinds of unobligated funds that were tucked away into accounts. And listen, you'd be amazed how much money is squirreled away in government accounts, like scads, like probably trillions. Alabama alone, I could tell you there's billions just squirreled away. Anyway, Secretary Chris Wright for the Energy Department said the American people elected President Trump largely because of the last administration's reckless spending on climate policies that fed inflation and failed to provide any real benefit to the American people. Yeah, I would ask you, what benefit did you see from all of this spending on the Green New Steel? Anybody? Anybody at all? Anybody? Okay. No, that's right. So in terms of we broke the woke, yeah, one of the things we're doing is we're finding all their scams and we're fixing it, man. Then there's Cracker Barrel. Oh, Lord. I'm not sure they've learned their lesson completely. The people that made the big mistakes are still there. But yes, I got a piece from the New York Post came out yesterday afternoon. Cracker Barrel has now been dethroned as the fastest growing U.S. breakfast chain as Republican diners flee over the logo fiasco. So the point is the fallout is still going. They're trying to recoup. Charlene and I even talked the other day about actually going to Cracker Barrel. You want to go to Cracker Barrel? I don't know. It was that conversation. I don't know. Waffle House went up 1% in their overall sales growth. IHOP, Denny's. Waffle House is now beating Cracker Barrel as the fastest growing breakfast chain in the nation. So that's interesting, and all of it comes from basically they had all their tchotchkes and they had all of their look and they had their down home feel and they had their comfort food and they got woke and too big for their britches and they are now did we break the woke? We did. We broke the woke. Cracker Barrel, out of first place. Just saying.
It's like when a friend stabs you in the back and then apologizes and tries to be your friend again. It's like, I can't look at you the same. I can't. You just completely backstab me. I can't go and enjoy your food anymore after knowing what you did.
We'll just have to be friends.
Yeah, we'll be friends for now.
Yes.
You know?
I'll put you in the friend zone.
However, Denny's over here and Waffle House, they never backstab me, so they get priority.
Denny's looking pretty good right now.
But, you know, if Denny's is packed and Waffle House is packed, then maybe we'll go to Cracker Barrel.
I saw you cheating on me. Now I'm going with Denny's to the prom.
Yeah, exactly.
Last one, and you chime in on this because you told me some things about it earlier that I did not know. So it may not be near as broke as I thought it was going to be. But we had a major announcement, which is really not getting a lot of airtime right now. I want to dig into it more, maybe make more of it next week. But the parent company of Google admitted to censoring conservatives and claimed that it was pressure from the Biden administration. This is now no longer speculation. This is an investigation, subpoenas from House Judiciary over Alphabet, the parent company of both Google and YouTube, which I always thought was a stupid name, Alphabet. Anyway, Alphabet, the parent company of Google and YouTube, admitted to censoring conservative voices, claimed that the Biden administration was pressuring it to silence expression online. And then the company, though, is not planning on, you know, paying out any damages. They're just saying that they'll begin restoring deplatformed accounts. Now, that being said, I was mentioning this to JP right before the show. Me personally, I look at this and thought, we broke the woke. Because some of the wokest of the woke was big tech. Some of the wokest of the woke were the bullies in big tech who were colluding with the government to censor the narrative during the last 4 years, who were making sure that conservatives were deplatformed to include even President Trump. And what we're finding out now is it wasn't just that we could tell we were shadow banned. It wasn't just that we could get mad about Trump being deplatformed. It was that it was a part of a government-led operation to censor, and Alphabet, who owns Google and YouTube, is admitting it now. And that just came out in the last couple of days. But you told me, though, that Alphabet is not quite as, was it YouTube? Is not quite as actively engaged in fixing it as we thought they were.
So they released a statement because Alex Jones and a couple of others that were banned from the platform for their political beliefs, they tried to join yesterday after this announcement, and they initially joined, and then their accounts were then immediately banned. And YouTube put out a statement and said that we've seen some previously terminated creators try to start new channels. To clarify, our pilot program on terminations is not yet open. It's still against our community guidelines to previously terminated users to use, possess, or create any other channels. We'll terminate new channels from previously terminated users in accordance with these guidelines. So here's
what does all that mean?
Here's the two-parter with that. So, they claim that they're going to allow these people back that were, taken away. Their channels were taken away for political reasons. They're going to bring them back. So, A, like you said, they're admitting they did it in the first place. But the pilot program that they're calling it is a
pilot program. Just turn the switch on.
It's a limited hangout. So, and I kind of predict that this will happen. They'll probably look and say, you can come back in, but you weren't gotten rid of for political reasons. You were terminated for hate speech. You were terminated for white supremacy.
They have their
you
list.
So I it's going to be a limited thing. They're going to say, yeah, this guy who maybe said this thing that was kind of, he can come back in, but this vaccine denier, this Nazi, this hate speech, no, he can't come back because he wasn't gotten rid of for political reasons. He was gotten rid of for something way worse.
And I guess they're saying that Alex Jones qualified for all of those.
Yes. I will say in a limited, and if they're bringing back some people and it's going to be very much still limited, I don't think Alex Jones is going to sleep through the cracks on that one.
I'm pretty sure he's going to be the last in line.
Yeah. So. Yeah, okay. It's not really the victory that people were hoping. But
well, I still say, though, it's a bit of a victory that we got them to admit that at least it was government influence that was forcing them into this position, although they willingly went. But some of the worst things that have ever happened in the history of the world started with, I was just following orders.
But it's the hypocrisy. They claim the right's the authoritarian regime.
That's right.
The right isn't the one that is.
Hey, it's us. Taking away
YouTubes of people that are just questioning, COVID vaccine or election results or whatever. That the right's not the one doing that. But I agree. That is the victory in this. They're admitting that it happened, and it wasn't just YouTube. Zuckerberg admitted he covered the Hunter Biden laptop or censored it, the Hunter Biden laptop story from Facebook because he was told to do so. So I think that is the victory, that they're openly admitting it was happening.
Put that that Rosetta Stone back up on the screen, if you don't mind. So I'm holding it up so you can see that I've actually got my own copy. But if you're watching the live stream, you can find this on my Twitter feed. Just scroll down a little bit, but at Sen Phil Williams, S-E-N, at Sen Phil Williams on X. I posted this today. This is the Rosetta Stone to help you understand the biggest woke words that we're seeing fade from our existence right now, because overall, I do believe we have pretty much broke the woke. Roy from Hartsville got us his info. You see that right there. So let's make sure we take care of him. And then I got a couple of text messages. Clint from Tony checked in. He says, hey, Phil, I missed the first half of the show, so I'm only getting half a fix today. Brothers Always Podcast. Go back and get it. But he says, great choice of words when you said that Tim Allen chose, in quotation marks, chose to forgive his father's killer, just like Jesus chose to love us all, so when he sacrificed himself for us all. God bless, Clint for Tony. That's, you are right, man. It was, no one forced him or coerced him. It was a choose. It was a choose option. Thomas from Athens says, I applaud that wokeness is weakening. However, the godless left never give up. With evil on their side, we right-siders must be responsible warriors. If I have history at NASA in IT and AI, my next big concern is that millions of people using AI frequently are in genuine danger of being corrupted and worse. AI doesn't discriminate. What still applies is garbage in, garbage out. And there is a world of wokeness and nihilism out there for AI to gather up and regurgitate to users. That's a fair point. It's a very fair point. Couple more texts for the break. Brian from Harvest says, can there be a lawsuit against the Biden administration for freedom of speech issues? Well, one of the things you'll find is that Alphabet, the parent company for YouTube and Google, said it does not intend to pay any reparations for anybody. So could there be against the former Biden administration? Well, that's suing the government. Pretty high bar. And a lot of times you'll wind up seeing there's a cap on damages. So it would have to be very carefully couched lawsuit. Roy from Hartsville has got something. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Roy, I'm sorry. I'm reading his text, but he's talking to you. So we're squaring that away. And then Steve from Huntsville says, Colonel, have you ever seen a Waffle House across the street from another Waffle House? This is by design. All Waffle Houses are the same layout, the same size. And instead of building a larger Waffle House, they'll build another one in the same parking lot if necessary. Due to demand, the Waffle House model is amazing if you look it up. Thanks for another great show. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate you. And we're taking a break. Right now, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.